Blackstone Audio Books presents
The Glory and the Dream by William Manchester. To Laurie Manchester and to her future. Whither is fled the visionary gleam? Where is it now, the glory and the dream? Wordsworth. Prologue. Rock Bottom. In the desperate summer of 1932, Washington, D.C. resembled the besieged capital of an obscure European state. Since May, some 25,000 penniless World War veterans had been encamped with their wives and children in district parks, dumps, abandoned warehouses, and empty stores. The men drilled, sang war songs, and once, led by a Medal of Honor winner and watched by 100,000 silent Washingtonians, they marched up Pennsylvania Avenue bearing American flags of faded cotton. Most of the time, however, they waited and brooded. The vets had come to ask their government for relief from the Great Depression, then approaching the end of its third year. Specifically, they wanted immediate payment of the soldiers' bonus authorized by the Adjusted Compensation Act of 1924, but not due until 1945. If they could get cash now, the men would receive about $500 each. Headline writers had christened them the Bonus Army, the Bonus Marchers. They called themselves the Bonus Expeditionary Force. BEF members had hoped in vain for congressional action. Now they appealed to President Hoover, begging him to receive a delegation of their leaders. Instead, he sent word that he was too busy, and then proceeded to isolate himself from the city. Presidential plans to visit the Senate were canceled. Policemen patrolled the White House grounds day and night. For the first time since the armistice, the executive mansion gates were chained shut. "Hoover locks self in White House," read a New York Daily News headline. He went even further. Barricades were erected. Traffic was shut down.